The state's firefighting assets that responded to these fires were based out of McGrath, the station that covers the nearly 90 million acres of southwest Alaska. Next month, McGrath will lose the majority of its firefighting staff due to state budget cuts. KDLG's Hannah Colton looks at what that will mean for firefighting in southwest Alaska and also for the future of a small town like McGrath.
In early July, the McGrath station will lose 16 of its 22 positions. The six left on site will be a fire manager, two radio dispatchers, and three maintenance staff. That will be a skeleton crew for what has long been the state's forward operating base for fighting wildland fires in southwest Alaska. But Division of Forestry spokesperson Tim Mowry says that crew will be able to ramp things up when necessary.
Say it's hot and dry and, you know, out near McGrath and, you know, there's high fire danger. We could request a load or two loads of smoke jumpers to fly out there and just be stationed in McGrath so that when, if and when something does happen, they're there and can respond.
Mowry says the same will be done for aircraft, which would come from Palmer, Kenai, or Fairbanks. He says the DNR and forestry do this kind of shuffling around all the time, and the state hopes it will save money in this era of smaller budgets and shrinking services. Others are skeptical.
Well, I think that it's very short-sighted, to say the least.
That's McGrath Mayor Dustin Parker, who isn't sure the firefighting readiness will be what Southwest Alaskans deserve.
To manage an area that's 88 million acres large from the other side of the Alaska Range makes no sense at all. When a fire occurs, a wildfire occurs, and you have to mobilize a force from an hour and a half away either direction, there's a real opportunity for loss of life, loss of property, loss of infrastructure.
But there's another side of this story for Mayor Parker and the rest of McGrath's 350 year-round residents.
It's unfortunate from an economic standpoint for the little community and the surrounding villages in the Upper Kuskokwim region, because a lot of people rely on the ability to work for the Department of Natural Resources.
In what once was a thriving interior hub town, McGrath's residents have watched one agency after another pack up and leave. First the Air Force Base, the FAA, the National Weather Service, and most recently Fish and Wildlife Service with their Anoka Wildlife Refuge offices. With the coming loss of the 16 state employees and the money and contracts that came with them, some residents wonder how their town will survive. Craig Losby, a longtime resident, has been outspoken since the DNR cuts were announced.
You know, they were a huge user of the infrastructure here. The electrical grid, the sewer, the water system, everything was geared to all these other agencies that were here. And then they leave, and the burden of sustaining the whole thing then falls on the people remaining.
Losby feels the state has turned mostly a blind eye and deaf ear to their complaints.
The most frustrating thing is nobody listens. You know, we spend a lot of time and money and energy contacting our state legislators, the governor, and everybody else, and nobody has done anything for us.
July 1st will come and go, and six of 22 Southwest Alaska firefighting positions will be left in McGrath. Reporting in Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.